is Runny Jokes and Complex Delusions, written by Dokuhan, read by Mistborn Hero, a My Love mix-up podfic.
Call it what you want, but Ryoko did not have a crush on Ira-sensei. Yes, she thought he was an admirable person, and yes, she thought he was hot enough to fry an egg, but the correlation of those two facts had absolutely nothing to do with each other. Just because she had eyes and enjoyed looking at attractive men didn't mean she wanted to fuck every single one of them. Married men didn't interest her in the slightest. Okay, backtrack for a second. Ryoko wasn't going to lie and say she never had a crush on Ira-sensei. 2 years ago, when she was a first year and Ira-sensei was a brand new teacher, fresh out of university, she had been absolutely head over heels for him. She had spent the first few weeks of high school daydreaming during chemistry class and even went so far as to become a manager for the boys' volleyball team since Ira-sensei was their faculty advisor. Although, to be fair, that last bit was because their school was way over the top, requiring both an extracurricular and a volunteer committee. Their handicrafts club left too much to be desired, and the boys' soccer team already had two managers, so Ryoko made do and decided to chalk it up as a win-win-win. Meet her one of her requirements, spend more time with Ira-sensei, look at cute boys in shorts. She never expected that little bit of extra contact to be the thing that would completely shatter her fantasies. Nor did she expect that the cause for it all would be a bright yellow bento box with blue flowers plunging her way into a mystery that would take up most of her entire high school career. It all started like this. Saturday practices became longer and more intensive as the late spring turned into early summer and inter-high drew closer. They were less than a week away from their first preliminary and everyone was putting in more practice time. As much as Ryoko hated waking up early and sacrificing her precious weekend, she relished the idea of seeing Ira-sensei for a whole extra half day. Their last Saturday practice was a couple of extra hours, mostly to parse out practical things like when they had to be on the bus, making sure everyone had someone to take notes for them in class, and to go over the starting lineup. Best of all, it meant lunch with Ira-sensei. Not explicitly with Ira-sensei, just in the same room. Ryoko wasn't one to look a gift horse in the mouth. Other team manager was close with their second and third year players and didn't hesitate to join them for lunch on the other side of the gym. Most of the other first years were still too shy to join them and kept to their own little circle a few feet away. Perfect camouflage for Ryoko to situate herself to be in conversation distance with Ira-sensei if the opportunity just happened to come up. Ira-sensei was situated on the bench, rummaging through his duffel bag for something. A small smile quirked at the corners of his mouth when he seemed to find it. He pulled out a faded white furoshiki with little dots on its knot, carefully balancing it as he placed his bag onto the floor between his legs. It looked old, near threadbare, and noticeably stained, having seen much better days over many years of service. She wouldn't have been surprised if Ira-sensei had used it through university and couldn't bear to let it go as a working adult. Butterflies fluttered in Ryoko's stomach as she imagined Ira-sensei trying to put together his bento that morning. She scooched herself closer, hoping to get a better look as he unwrapped it. The first thing that caught her eye was the bright yellow, and she vaguely considered that some of the stains might have just been the color peeking through the worn-out fabric. The next were the flowers, a much softer decoration than she would have assumed from Ira-sensei. When the lid came off the bento box, though,
Her heart sank into her stomach. Inside was an array of delicious-looking food, colorful and meticulously arranged in the most aesthetically pleasing fashion. There were fresh vegetables, crunchy pieces of chicken, and soft-boiled eggs with golden centers, all surrounded by rice that looked so soft and fluffy that Ryoko's own rice felt dry in her mouth by comparison. It wasn't the food that broke her spirit. It was the implication that came with it. Ida-sensei was happily married. Ryoko wasn't dumb. She was well aware that plenty of men enjoyed cooking and made nice bento boxes as a hobby. There was nothing out of the ordinary about that. This bento, however, was too well put together for a simple hobbyist. Between school, the volleyball team, and everything else teachers had to do, there was no way Ida-sensei would have time to put something this elaborate together and still make it to Saturday practice in time. Even if he prepared a large portion of it the night before, she highly doubted it would still look that good hours later. No, whoever made this bento was skilled, dedicated to making the best lunch and staking a claim. Ida-sensei is mine, so everyone else stay away. Who else would do that except a wife with culinary experience? Ryoko pouted and turned her face back to her own, comparatively lackluster lunch. She would never, ever love again. Of course, she could overeat the next day. Ida-sensei was married. Fine, whatever. She could turn her attention to greener pastures then, like a hot librarian, thank you, library committee. The third year on the kendo team with amazing shoulders, or the second year she was convinced was actually a model. Who needed some committed space cadet chemistry teacher when she had so many options to project her delusions onto? As much as she loved the idea of forbidden romance, infidelity was such a turnoff that she couldn't even entertain the thought of it. And in some ways, it made Ryoko's life a lot easier. She was able to better focus in her chemistry class once she focused on the lessons instead of staring into Ida-sensei's eyes. Not worrying about impressing him made it a lot easier to pay attention during volleyball practice and learn enough about the sport to be an effective manager. In reality, she probably should have thanked Ida-sensei's wife for getting her back on track. Certain things still wiggled in her mind, though. As the school year went on, Ida-sensei continued to bring deceptively cute bento boxes to practice. A couple of times, when Ryoko had to help her class representative, she saw it with him in the faculty room. Whenever she caught a glimpse of the food inside, it seemed to be more elaborate than the last. By the next year, he had a new bento to replace the old one, and another the following year after that. The furoshiki remained the same, unchanged despite it all. But other things didn't add up. Ida-sensei never spoke about her or gave any indication about what she was like. He didn't have any personal pictures on his desk in the faculty room, and there never were any whispers to latch onto. Ryoko half-convinced herself that she might have made up his mysterious wife, until she saw the faint outline of a ring sitting in Ida-sensei's front pocket one summer. That only raised more questions. Now she was worried she was going to graduate before ever finding out the answer. There wasn't that much time left. Today was the last day of inter-high, and if they lost, then Ryoko and the other third years would have to retire from the team. Then there wouldn't be any more chances to look at Ida-sensei's elaborate bento boxes and speculate about what kind of woman could have won him over. She puffed out a long breath as she looked over her clipboard, counting heads on the bus and checking them off. Speak of the devil, the only person missing was Ida-sensei himself. likely still waiting on the lunch delivery they were bringing to the gymnasium. She passed the clipboard to her underclassmen, letting her know that she was going to help Ida-sensei carry the bags before stepping off the bus. From a couple of feet away, she could see Ida-sensei talking to Aoki-san, one of the owners of a bento shop near campus. She had only been to the restaurant a handful of times before, usually after practice when only onigiri, steamed buns, and the last handful of egg sandos were left. One morning, she would have to make a detour to see what else they had. Two large bags sat at Ida-sensei's feet, likely filled with the team's lunch. As she started making her way over, she could hear bits of their conversation. "I think you'll be back? Dinner out, pick up." Ryoko paused and strained her ears to listen better. Aoki-san offered Ida-sensei a wide smile. "All right, good luck then. I'll be cheering you on from here." He turned the upper half of his body around, digging into the bag on his shoulder. From it, he plucked out a bento box, wrapped in a telltale white furoshiki. "If you go to nationals, I'm not sure how I can get this to you every day." Ida-sensei chuckled, taking the box from Aoki-sensei with both hands before leaning in to press a kiss against his lips. Ryoko covered her mouth, stopping herself from making any kind of noise. Aoki-san, on the other hand, squawked in indignation. "Hey, what do you think you're doing? Your students are right there!" His face was bright red, and he reached up to cover it with his hands. "I couldn't help it. You're just so cute." Ida-sensei started to lean in again, and then pouted when Aoki-san pushed him away. "Sota!" He play whined before laughing even harder. Ryoko turned on her heel and walked away. Ida-sensei could carry the bags himself. The only thing that turned her off more than a married man was a married man that was so embarrassingly in love with his husband. How annoying! But at least, now that she was completely disillusioned, she could focus on this last game and start planning their trip to nationals. Nevertheless, she smiled behind her fingers. She hoped, one day, she could find someone who would make her just as happy. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been written and recorded for Boys Team Mystery Books 2023. As part of the challenge, Fandom Roomie. Thank you for listening. I hope you have enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.